Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on the Hype 87.3. Listen, I told you guys we have a lineup tonight of superstars, and we got King Darius the Great checking in. What's going on, you family? How you doing?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Doing great. Doing great. Tampa, thank you for having me on 87.3 The Hype. I appreciate it.
Man, it's my pleasure. Thank you for taking some time with us. I know you out here on your grind. You're making moves. You got a lot of accolades. We got a lot to talk about.
For sure. You know, got to stay busy out here.
Absolutely. So I know you currently reside in Marietta, like in the Atlanta area. You know, for people who aren't familiar where that's at, it's a beautiful area. Are you originally from Georgia?
Actually, I'm originally from Illinois, up in Chicagoland area, the whole nine up that way. Shout out to my boy Showcase, HD Entertainment. You know, we go way back. He's part of my management team as well. But yeah, so I'm originally from up there, but this is definitely my new home since then. So, North side it is.
I love it. North side.
Exactly.
You know, and it's so ironic because I've known Showcase for years. And when I seen he posted your flyer, I was like, oh, that's dope. We have a connection already.
Right. For sure. Yep. Me and him go way, way back. You know what I'm saying? It's young lads in the game. So we stayed, you know, tied in along the way, along the journey. So, he's been very instrumental in things that I have going on and vice versa. So, you know, we just continue to build that great partnership and get out here and make these moves happen.
Absolutely. I'm glad that he's home now and he's just hit the ground running like he
yes. like you know, like you never left. Man.
Right.
Some people got to learn, like, you know, do something with your time because it can be taken away. And then the people that have been away, sometimes it's like, yo, they working harder than the ones that's been out here.
That's
so
facts.
It's just like, you know, it's just a testimony to his work ethic, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the same way. So, yeah, it's definitely something to be applauded for sure.
Absolutely. I love it. How you like it out in the Marietta area?
It's cool. I was actually, you know, when I first got down here, the north side really wasn't a side that was really talked about like that. It was east side, west side, south side, and yeah, we here. It's like, whoa, hold on, there's a whole other side that you didn't mention. You know? But I was actually in a group shortly after I had arrived called Seaside, and we had a local banger called Marietta O, you know, and it took off.
Okay.
Took off. Shout out to Southern Bread back in those days. And it really took off in the area. And I felt like I was very instrumental in shining a light on the area. Because after that came a lot more success with the song MySpace Freak, which was the first viral song in the history of music. This was before Soulja Boy's record and all of that. You know,
you did it first.
Right. It was before viral was a thing.
Yeah.
It was viral before viral. So that really garnered us some national attention, which then ushered in our next single, which was Boyfriend Girlfriend featuring Keisha Cole. Both of these records I wrote as well because I'm a writer too. And that really got us the national exposure. And from that point on, a lot of other artists and producers from the area started to get some light shined on them as well. And, you know, I feel very pleased to say that I could say that I was a part of helping usher in the notoriety of what the North Side has to offer when it comes to Atlanta music.
You are really a part of history because, like you said, a lot of people always recognize, you know, the East Side, South Side, West Side, not as much, but, you know, definitely hear about the South Side, East Side. So it's like you're a part of history and actually putting that spotlight and shining on the North Side. You know, I think Migos, you know, but they're from Gwinnett County, you know, and there's
right,
that,
the
other north side.
The north.
Yeah. The north. Exactly. That is funny. So let's take it back a little bit. How was the group Seaside formed?
So it was actually formed before I was introduced. So they were already kind of doing their thing. And it was more so like a variety group. So you had some rappers, you had dancers, you know, you had just overall entertainment type thing. And then it kind of condensed into an actual rap group once I got inserted after I moved down here. And yeah, the rest is history at that point. Like I said, MySpace Freak was our first real hit, viral. And it literally took off overnight. You know, I don't know if you remember, but I'm quite sure you do because you're a vet in this game and I'm sure you remember. top eight, that you had the top eight, you had the default song that you could put on your page. Mm-hmm. And we literally put the song on our page and it just took off overnight. Man. Like, literally, you could go to random people's pages and they had the song playing. We were like, we didn't even know how to gauge it. We were like, yo, what is this? Like, what does this mean? You know what I'm saying? So, but we just knew it was something positive as far as the reaction. And, we just kept going from there. You know, shout out to my boy, Hit James. He produced that record along with Jazzy Faye. Because there was actually two versions of the song. Mm. The original was produced by Hit James, and then Jazzy came in once it got a lot of attention, and he kind of reproduced some things on it and threw his oh boy ad-libs on it and made it official, you know? So this is a great experience. Man. Great experience, you know, getting that type of exposure at an early age, you know?
Definitely. And like you said, it went viral before viral was a thing. So you're like, what's going on? Like you said, you knew it was something positive, but there wasn't the viral term yet.
Right.
Sorry, Soldier Boy. Like he did it first.
Right. Exactly. That's one thing that he can't say that he was the first to do, you know, but, a moment, you know, just to watch that whole situation grow and unfold. And also, you know, it led me into other aspects of the industry as far as writing and what have you. And I got a chance to lend my writing skills to other artists such as Flo Rida, T-Pain, Lil Wayne, and others, you know. And it was just pretty cool to hear guys that I really, at the time, admired, you know, for what they were doing as artists and what have you, and wanting to be in that position, and then being in a situation where these guys are literally saying words that came from me. And of course, we did the business properly and all that stuff, but it was just, you know, surreal to be able to get into the industry as an artist and all of a sudden being able to write for other major artists that I actually came up on. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Your pen game is strong, you know, because there's a lot of artists out here. Yeah, most definitely. I get people asking me this question, so I'm going to pass the question over to you because you are a songwriter, right? And hopefully they're listening in. In fact, I just had someone ask me yesterday on Instagram, for someone who is an aspiring songwriter, where do they start as far as trying to get, you know, placements and things of that nature? Any advice you can offer them?
Most definitely. You know, obviously there's different ways and different routes that it can happen. I would say the best way to go is to just honestly advertise yourself. Mm. It's no different than what you would do as an artist.
Yes.
And just put it out there. Let it be known that you have that ability. And for me, I kind of started with independent artists as well.
Yes.
And word of mouth kind of spread, like, because your work and the results of your work will speak for itself. So once you start getting in these sessions with other artists, they don't have to be major up front. Don't look for the big home run off the rip. You know, work with other artists that are more on the lower tier or on the come up, trying to make it, you know, because then once, if one of their records pop, and it comes back to, you know, you're the one that wrote that. Now word is spreading. You're starting to get other clients calling your way. And then before you know it, you know, that big one is going to call.
Yes.
You know. So I would just say that.
It's a great piece of advice. Great piece of advice. And, you know, it's ironic because shout out to Drama Boy. That's been a longtime friend of mine. And at the Revolt Summit, that was one of the things that we were talking about. You know, I had asked him, I said, you know, for these up and coming producers, you know, how do they shoot their shot for getting placements? And he said exactly the same thing. Start out with the independent artists, the ones that are on the rise, and word will get out there. It's going to get out there. So, because people are going to talk.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, I just feel like that's the best route, is that word of mouth and
yes.
just really showing, improving, letting your work ethic and your product speak for itself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. 100%. And you have a great, great track record. Let's go back and talk about this boyfriend, girlfriend record featuring the beautiful Keisha Cole, charted on Billboard. Not too many people could say that they charted on Billboard. Like, take us through that journey of, you know, creating that record and it hitting Billboard, man. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was a pretty dope one. So what happened after we were able to obtain a single deal with an independent label after MySpace Freak grew a lot of legs, we were on tour doing shows a lot of places. And then it got to the point where it was like, okay, this is kind of winding down. What are we going to do next? Are we going to part ways with the situation, go back to the drawing board, try to get another deal, what have you? So it was kind of in limbo about what was going to happen with the future of the group at that point. And me being just a workaholic, I used to always just kind of go off on my own and work in the studio. You know, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Outside of it being a business, I just have a strong love for creativity. So I'm always creating. So while we were trying to figure out what was going to happen next, I ended up in the studio with a producer, Child of the Marvelous Jay, a very dope producer, heavily rooted in Atlanta and what have you.
Yeah.
And he ended up making a very, very dope track, and I came up with the song, and I actually recorded the chorus myself first, and I'm like, yo, this would be so dope to have a female vocalist on it. And so I'm on the road with the guys at the time, and we got to talking about exactly what I was just saying as far as like, okay, where are we going next after this dies down? And I ended up putting the song in because I actually had it on me. And our road manager at the time was like, yo, hold on. He's like, yo, what is it? Like, by the time the second chorus was coming around, he's like, yo, turn this off. He's like, hold on. He's like, guys, you have the record right here. This is the next one. And the other guys are like, really? He's thrilled? Like, and of course, me, I'm like, I kind of already knew that, but you know.
Being humble. You know,
right. Got to present it so the other guys can see what's up. And, but yeah, thank God for the road manager at the time because his reaction almost didn't even give them an opportunity to say no. Like, he was just like, okay, well, this is it.
Right. How do we say no to that?
Right, exactly. You know, so. And then all the other people involved, as far as the decision makers, loved it as well. And they signed off on it. And honestly, it gave us like two more years of life with that situation than what it should have been. Mm. So, I mean, hey, kudos to Marvelous Jay and myself for getting in there and cooking that up because it kept us going and it got us on the Billboard chart.
Man, congratulations. That is a huge accomplishment that you earned. You worked hard for it. You know, that wasn't something that you bought and paid for. Like, you worked hard and your hard work is absolutely shown and paying off over the years. I love it.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely. So I know that the group parted ways, you know, everything was beautiful. You guys, you know, parted ways, you know, on a friendly note, and you decided to embark on your solo career. And that's when you started writing for these superstars Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. You've got Flo Rida, you've got T-Pain, some G-Unit artists, man, just Lil Wayne, some mega, right. mega superstars. Man, take us through that journey.
For sure. First off, it didn't end so friendly, but as far as with the group.
I was trying to be nice.
You know. Right. Exactly. You know, but shout out to those guys. I wouldn't change any of that for the world because it definitely shaped me into the artist, writer, and even individual that I am.
Yeah.
You know, from what I did right and what I did wrong and all of that. So,
understood.
You know, regardless of how it actually ended, I wouldn't change anything at all.
For sure.
And even fast forward to now, you know, I think cooler heads have prevailed. And if we were to see each other in traffic, it wouldn't be like on no on-site type stuff.
Right.
It would be like, hey, what's going on, man? I haven't seen you in a while. How's the kids? Yeah. So it's all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so after that kind of fizzled out and whatnot, to your point, I was able to stay busy by being able to showcase my writing ability. And some of these things actually happened while I was actually still in the group. So it was a great segue because I was already, you know, kind of in the field of writing for others. And it just continued and multiplied even more so once I had a little bit more time on my hands, not being a quote-unquote artist in a group anymore. I was able to focus on more so on myself and how I wanted to present it myself to the masses, and also in the meantime write for others. So like I was saying before, word of mouth kind of spread within certain circles, and just networking and what have you, being in these different studios, allowed me to link in with different individuals who were plugged in with some of these artists, and I was just able to utilize the opportunity and maximize on it. You know, you got to seize the moment as soon as it happens. You know, you don't drag your feet, just be ready. You know, I don't try to feel like anything is too overwhelming or any project is too much. I actually like a challenge. So, you know, even outside of rap, I write other genres of music, whether it be pop, R&B. For example, like even with Keisha, I wrote that song, you know, with her, that she's singing on the chorus and what have you. So when you have those, I would say, examples to show off, people really do gravitate to it because they're like, yo, if that worked, I know you have some more.
Right.
So it was able to kind of just segue into me working with other individuals like the ones you just named. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I even be forgetting until it be moments like this where it's like, okay, let me pull the bio out and I'd be like, wow, I didn't do that. That's crazy. That is insane.
Yes, that's major. You did that.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, the wild factor is the fact that these are artists that I came up like watching.
Yes.
When I was just a fan of music and wanting to create and wanting to get in that opportunity to be able to showcase myself and my talent. So to be able to watch somebody that came up looking at me and they're now saying my words that I've written, you know, it's very surreal.
Man, that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world.
It's even better when they pay you properly, but that's another story.
Actually, that's going to kind of lead into the next question that I'm dying to ask you. I'm dying to ask you.
Yeah, most definitely.
Do you feel that writers like yourself get enough credit?
You know what? We could use a lot more.
Yeah.
As far as when it comes to credit and what have you. And I think each situation is different. I will say that. I think more so the bigger thing in that is just making sure that you understand the business and knowing your worth.
Yes.
You know, and if you know your worth and understand the business, then you won't be left feeling like you don't have enough out of the situation.
Right.
As far as, you know, in comparison to what you offered the situation.
Mm.
So I actually saw something recently that was talking about that, and the guy was basically saying like, yo, know your worth, set that particular boundary, and don't waver from it. You know, some people are going to say yes. Some people are going to say no. But even the no's, hey, it's no skin off your nose because right. somebody's going to say yes. And, you know, if you would have lowered your standard or price or whatever because you felt like you were being too much and exiting yourself out of a situation, it's like, yeah, if you do that too many times, you're going to continue to just not get what you're worth. And who wants to be in that situation? So, you know, if you really are talented and you do have that ability to create enough to where others will want to use what you have, you know, definitely understand your value, set your standard, and, you know, don't waver from it. That's the advice I would give.
Yes, absolutely. And I agree. The thing about life is we're going to get told no a lot. It's what we do with them yeses that count.
Right. Exactly.
And you've, I'm sure, learned that along the way. Like you said, you know, we can't get disgruntled about stuff. You know your worth. And I think, and God knows your worth. That's the most important. The people around you know your worth.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. I love you have such a positive yet humble attitude about this music industry. What is keeping you so positive and humble? You've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. I used to be a jerk, but
no way. I don't believe that. He's lying, y'all.
The game can be frustrating, as we all know, from any standpoint, regardless of what your position is or what your title is, it can get overwhelming and whatnot. So, but I just learned over the years, especially leading up to now, that a lot of the things that I personally went through made me a better individual. And now I can look back on some of those things and be like, I did that kind of weird. I did that kind of bogus. I should have moved that way. Instead of moving that way.
Yeah.
And then I can also look back and be like, yo, you know what? That was a great move that I did. Mm. That was fantastic. I need to expand on that and do more of that. So it's just with time comes wisdom.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I think, or I should say, I know that's where I'm at now. So that's what you're seeing and witnessing and hearing as far as, you know, my personality today.
Yes.
It's just with growth comes wisdom.
Yes.
And knowledge, and you just move a little better. So
I agree.
That's where I'm at.
I agree.
What you put out as far as energy is what you receive back. So I don't got no time to be receiving anything negative, so that's why I don't want to put anything negative out there. Only positive vibes, you dig?
Oh, man, absolutely. And we have to be mindful of the company we keep and the people we keep around us, because that energy can be transferred.
Yes, 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 it can.
So people out there, be like, mindful of the company you keep. Cut people off unapologetically.
Yeah, we don't need that negative osmosis going on. You feel me?
He said the osmosis. I know that's right.
you feel me?
Do you feel like moving out here to the Atlanta area helped enhance your music career?
Definitely. Emphatically.
Break it down for us. Break it down for us.
110%.
He said, how about 111%? I love it. I love your attitude.
Right.
How do you feel that it helped you the most?
At the time, coming from where I was at the time, honestly, just the networking and being able to link up with others and whatnot was not something that the area was accustomed to up there. It's a lot more of like, hey, I'm over here, you're over there, I'm wearing this color, you got on that color, yeah, we don't need to be talking. Like, it's just a lot of separation. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when there's a lot of separation in the climate of a city, it's very hard to stand out or even, you know, build up a team to even bring that awareness to yourself or whatever you got going on. So coming down here at the time that I did, everybody was like the absolute opposite of the area that I came from.
Right.
You know, people were willing to link up. People was like, oh, what you working on? Okay, man, jump on my rig, I jump on yours, and you know, oh, I got this going on. Hey, man, come through, man. Bring that joint, you know. Just, at that time, Atlanta was very, very much of a sponge. You know, everybody that came was just soaked right in, and you know, it was really Southern hospitality, even from a business standpoint. And I think that's why, for a good period of time, the city was number one because of that. And I think, to another point, over time, we've kind of gotten away from that.
Yes.
And it kind of turned into the area that I did come from, and which is a little unfortunate. Luckily, I don't really care, because the game is so independent, and you know, you can really just do whatever now, as long as you invest in yourself properly and continue to work at a consistent rate, then you know, you'll be able to make some noise. But I do miss how the city was a lot more together at one point.
Yes.
To your point, than it is right now.
I agree on that.
Still a great place to be.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I agree. What do you feel like people like myself and yourself, who's been doing this for a long time, what do you feel like we should be doing or could be doing to change the narrative to get things back to the way it was? Or do you feel like there is hope to get it back to the way it was?
Well, first and foremost, the hope is it's not as bad as New York, Chicago, L.A.
Right.
So we're still in good shape. We just don't want it to continue to go on this road and become one of those markets. And mind you, I love those cities, and I, you know, so I'm from one of them. But I just know how demographics are when it comes to people and how they interact with one another. And I think if we, because Atlanta has become such a hub for out-of-towners, so it kind of, like, a lot of people brought their mentalities here, and it kind of shifted what was going on prior. But I think that ultimately, if, you know, the ones that have been here the longest can kind of just kind of rein in and linking back with each other, and just really stand firm on saying, hey, this is how we do it here. We're not with all this politics stuff. We're not with all of this, you know, blackballing or whatever, or I don't like you because of this or that. And like, we're not doing that. This right. is about who has good material, and bringing it to the masses, you know, and any way that said individuals can help make that happen, then let's do it. So I think we just need to kind of zero back in on what made us number one to begin with.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I love that. Yeah. Definitely. Now, I know you have written, like we mentioned earlier, for artists like Flo Rida, T-Pain, Lil Wayne, and I heard you mention that you also write other genres of music. So my question is, do you ever write other genres of music for yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not as fast as to release them. And it's not that they're not good. It's just that from a marketing standpoint, I kind of want to focus on a one target market of an audience and kind of rein them in. And once I build up to where I feel like it's to the point where, okay, they're sticking with me, then I can kind of bring out these other creative records and projects that I've, you know, have on my little shelf here, you know, and allow that to be heard and seen as well. But that's the beauty of being a writer, because I still get that off through other individuals, you know, and it's cool to see that happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely do dabble in other genres for myself. I actually have a country record.
Nice.
That I have, you know, on stash. Like I said, you know, in due time, yeah. In due time, it's on the way.
You're definitely doing it the right way. Like you said, you're building your target audience, your core fan base. And once you really got that nailed down and locked in, then you can start spreading your wings, because that's the ultimate goal. You want to be known worldwide, and able to do that, you have to be marketable to everybody. Not everybody listens to hip hop. Like you said, you got a country
right.
record, you know, you got stuff tucked
right.
away in the vault. That is fire.
Right.
That's fire.
Right. So I feel like for those records to get the justice that I feel that they do deserve, which is why I haven't released them yet, because I don't think they will if I just do it. I could be wrong, you know, who knows? But I just feel like for it to get the notoriety that I feel like it deserves, I want to build up first. I want people to really, really be rocking with me and what I'm doing, so that when I do bring that, it can be appreciated. Like, wow, he was able to really switch it up like this, yeah. You know? So I just, you know, I want the fans to grow with me.
Definitely.
As opposed to forcing something on them with a particular image, because everything has to match up as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, absolutely. When it comes to the creative process, whether you're writing for yourself or someone else, are you actually putting pen to paper or are you typing it on your phone? Talk to us about that process.
Yeah. So once upon a time I had 80 notebooks, you know, and then all of a sudden smartphones came out and I was like, oh, we can do this now, huh? Just type it in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly, so even more technical as far as technology is concerned, I actually record a lot directly into my phone. So whenever I have ideas and stuff like that, or if I'm sitting down writing, like just writing it down or even just jotting it in my notepad is not enough for me, because I want to remember cadences. I want to remember melodies. You know, I want to remember, you know, pauses and stop, you know, just different parts of the delivery. And the only way for that to happen is to actually record it.
Yes.
So obviously, unless you have a studio just at the crib, and honestly, even if you do, this is about having that in the moment time. And thank God I have a voice recorder on the phone and just, hey, put it right in there.
Yes.
And it works wonders. It works wonders for me. I mean, that's my treasure chest. I'm gonna be real. You know.
Absolutely, because like you said, you know, however you're feeling in that moment, the way you deliver the song in that very moment, you may not be able to get back to that unless you have an actual reference, and that's what you're doing. You're
right.
Using that voice memo to lay a reference of, okay, when I come back and record it, I'll, like you said, I know where the pause is. I know where I might speed it up a little bit, slow it down.
Right.
Yeah, that is
right.
Fire. You
exactly.
have a great process. I think a lot of these artists that are, you know, just coming out could learn a lot from you. Do you ever mentor with some of the younger artists that are just starting out?
So I would say yes, but that's only if they're paying me. you know, and I say that not to just be on some cocky type stuff, but I probably would have said, no, I don't do that. But then I'm like, actually, I do. Whenever somebody seeks me out for my services, a lot of them are younger, you know, so I think that whole process is definitely a mentorship for them when they're dealing with me, because I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
So, because I want them to, and when I say I take it very seriously, I take it very seriously as far as my craft. And I don't want anybody feeling like they're wasting any time, money, energy when they're referred to me. So my job is to make them as happy as possible with product that they feel 110% confident about to go out and promote and perform. So yeah, when I'm dealing with them, I'm mentoring, giving them all of the pointers, everything that I've learned over the years, I try to instill that into the individuals that I'm working with.
I love that. I love that. And that's what we have to do. People like ourselves, who's been doing this for a while, like, give the game, you know, like there's too many gatekeepers out here who don't want to let people in. And it's like, you know, at some point in time, I want to pass the torch,
yeah.
You know, like I don't want to do this until I'm 90, like pass the game along, you know?
Exactly. And I mean, platforms like yours, like this right here, I'm definitely not tight lips, obviously, you know, any questions of that nature, I'm all for sharing my experiences and things that I feel like will help somebody along their journey, because you definitely need it in this game.
Yes.
You know, it's not a blueprint to this, but at the same time, as someone who's been involved in it for a while, I know I can offer a lot of expertise to someone who's just getting in. And, you know, I'm never closed lip when it comes to that, you know.
And we appreciate that. We appreciate you for being transparent and offering that knowledge and, you know, just putting people on game, because there's a lot of dirty people out here who just do people wrong and they scam people. And we need people like you, you know, who are giving that knowledge. And oftentimes they may have to pay you for your services. Time is money. You know what I'm saying? It's a business. Mm-hmm. But you are going to give them the correct knowledge to help their career level up to, you know, keep leveling up and, you know, possibly become a superstar like you.
Hey, women. You know?
Definitely. Outside of music, are there other business ventures that you're pursuing?
So, and I know you said outside of music, but it is kind of music related.
Okay.
But it's very much different than what we would call the music industry, you know? And I just think that, because there's a lot that goes into this side of the industry that I'm about to refer to. But just to kind of sum it up real quick, I feel like the music business is a lot more than just having a hot song on the radio, touring across the country, and all of this fame and fortune, and you ain't going tomorrow stuff. Like, there's a whole other side of this that is big business and could actually fund what you're trying to do as an artist, which is getting records placed in movies, television, commercials, jingles for products. I mean, these situations will pay you very well up front and on the back end. And it's not talked about a lot, and it's not talked about enough. And, you know, people don't really understand how much you could really capitalize off of that and create your own budget for your own artistry yourself.
Yes.
You just have to be diligent enough to go out there and make those connections and you know, get into the right situation and get elite. All it takes is one within that world, you know? And then at that point, it's like, wow, you may not even want to even hit another stage, as good as that money can be. So, yeah, I would just say definitely expand your horizons within the industry, because it's not just, you know, that one lane that the industry makes it seem.
Right.
And they do that for a reason, because they don't want to share that other money. But, yeah.
No, you're absolutely right, because in my 13 years of being a radio personality and sitting down with literally thousands of artists, you know, everybody has, you know, different outlook on what they want to do. Some may be similar, but I've talked to artists who they don't want to get out there and do shows. They don't want to tour. So like stuff like sync licensing, getting their music into movies and films and stuff could be a great route for them.
Yes, very, very much so. You know, and there's opportunity for that. They make it as if it's like some underworld that you got to break into, you know, and I guess it kind of is, so to speak, but honestly, nothing is, you know, impossible.
Right.
Especially considering the fact that it's being done, you know, you can't have movies without music. You know what I mean? You can't even have television intros without music.
Facts.
You know, you can't promote a product without a jingle,
right,
that requires music and words sometimes. So there is a necessity, and it's a constant necessity that those individuals are definitely willing to pay for, because they have the budget and they have to spend it.
Yes.
And they would rather spend it with someone that we would find to be, you know, being paid handsomely versus trying to go get some mainstream artist that's going to want like even triple or quadruple the amount. So it's very good opportunity for an unknown individual to get some very nice money, as long as, you know, the material meets the need for that particular project.
Yes, 100%. And there's a lot of great companies out there that artists can tap in with for the sync licensing. I heard you mention jingles. There's a company called Jingle Punks, and that's what they do, is you can submit your music for TV, film, radio, like brands, commercials. Taxi.com is one. Marmoset. There's so many different ones out there. Artists just really Google, you know, sync licensing, and I'm pretty sure a lot of these companies are going to pull up. So again, thank you for dropping them gems, man. I love what you got going on, and I love the fact that you're sharing this wealth of knowledge with these other artists who need it.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Because, you know, these are things that the average artist probably is not going to be thinking about like that. Just because, you know, the glitz and glamour is shown with the radio and the streaming and the shows and whatever. And don't get it twisted. Oh, that's great, especially when you can build that fan base and you really have a really core audience that's rocking with you. And obviously, yeah, that's going to be very lucrative as well. But in the meantime, until that actually happens, even if it even does, you can definitely make some money on this, on that side of the game, as far as syncing.
Definitely. 100%. I know you've got some new records out. You've got one that just released in February called Follow My Lead. You've also got Self Love, which is in rotation with us here at The Hype. Is there any works of an EP or album coming soon, or are you sticking to putting those singles out?
I just want to touch on the Follow My Lead record, because that was like such a beautiful segue and you didn't even know it. But I was speaking on the sync licensing things, because I'm actually partnered up with an individual named Skip, so who's actually on that record, Follow My Lead, with me. And, you know, we had some business back in the day, and I actually did some work with him when he was really, really focused on the artistry side of things. And we kept a good relationship over the years. And now he's on the business side of stuff, just like myself. But we also still have that artistry knack. So we put together that record, which is a great, great record. Yes. Follow My Lead. Y'all go check that out. Self Love, Re-Up featuring Hazel B. Wonderful, wonderful female R&B vocalist, singer, dancer, actress. She's just phenomenal at everything she does. I just want to shout her out as well on that record, because that's one of my strongest ones right now. I really, really love that song. I think it's important for individuals to exhibit self-love, because if you can love yourself, you can love others, and the world can be a better place, right?
Facts, fact. We listen, that's right. Where it all starts. You have to love yourself first in order to be able to love, you know, other people.
Exactly. So, to be able to do that in a very creative way that you can vibe to and you can really feel the song, I think we were able to accomplish something pretty dope there. So be on the lookout for that video for that coming soon.
I can't wait.
Yes, indeed. And as far as, I actually do have an EP out right now that people can go check out. It's called Inflation. And it does have Self Love on there, featuring Hazel B, along with 10 other records. So 11 total. The master number 11 songs. Y'all can go get that Inflation by King Darius the Great and enjoy that body of work.
Definitely. Make sure you guys go check that out. Is there visuals available from the EP?
So the first one will be the Self Love Re-Up video. And like I said, that'll be dropping shortly here. We're doing some finishing up some scenes and doing some editing, you know, all that good stuff.
All the behind the scenes stuff.
This size, you know. But as soon as we get through that, it'll be ready for the masses. But yeah, right now people can definitely listen to the wonderful body of work that it is, because I feel like it's great.
I love it. It's available on all streaming platforms.
Oh, yes. Anything else is uncivilized.
He's like, what you mean? Of course it is.
Right.
Definitely. Right. So let's check out this record, Self Love. again, it's just one of those records that I think everybody can relate to and resonate with, or if they don't currently, they need to be able to, because like we said, we need that self-love. We have to take time for ourselves. We need that me time. We need that alone time from time to time, you know, just to be able to get our mind and our heads right.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It's imperative.
Yeah. Who's the producer of this record?
So the producer, it was actually produced by Facefront. Facefront produced that record. Shout out to that entity. They continue to hold me down very well. We got some other works coming as well. The track is amazing.
I love it. Well, listen, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the line. Being that I'm here in the Atlanta market as well, I would love for us to be able to connect sometime and maybe do this in person. You know, my business partner, OG Bigger Rankin, he and I have a beautiful studio in the Norcross area, so we'll definitely have to connect soon.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. I wanted to do that this go around, but I knew that particular date I wasn't going to be in the city limits. I'm actually a little further down south right now.
Yeah.
But I'll be back up there. I'll be back up there shortly. And, we can do that. Definitely do that. I'll come through. I'll come through, you know, sit down.
That'll be dope, man. It would be my pleasure, you know, to do this all over again. You know, like, let's make it happen.
Yeah, I'll work something out. We can, I'll bring Hazel with me as well.
Okay. Fire. Let's do it. That would be dope. She's here in the Atlanta area?
Yes. Okay. Yes, she is.
Perfect. Let's make it happen. Well, listen, again, I appreciate you having some time with us tonight here on The Hype. Before we get into the record, go ahead and tell everybody where they can keep up with you on your social media.
Yeah, up on social media, King_Darius1ST. That's King_Darius, the number one, ST. And Twitter is FirstKing_Darius. So that's everything. And then shout out to my boy, BBG Gutter Boy, Cigarello Jones, and my partners too, Shockwave Records. You know, that's the studio I record out of. That's where we make all the magic. So I'd be a fool to not mention them because, you know, they help make the magic happen.
Yes.
As well, and there's some talented individuals as well, so just shout out to them again. Shout out to my boy Show, you know, Showcase up in Chicago.
Yes,
we're gonna keep it going, we're gonna keep the marathon going. And it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time to come here at The Hype 87.3 and kick it with the boss, Tampa Mystic.
Listen, I appreciate that. I'm excited that, you know, we are able to build and work with each other. Again, you know, we've got a connection. Shout out to Showcase, man. That's been a partner of yours probably longer than me, but I've known him probably close to a decade now. Such a good dude. So, man, it was destined for us to get together and put this work in.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to more endeavors with one another in the early horizon. So, let's get it.
Absolutely.
Self-Love Re-Up is out right now. Be on the lookout for that video coming soon. Self-Love Re-Up featuring Hazel B right here on The Hype 87.3.
Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for it. Once again, it is your girl, Tampa Mystic.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Secret mission and no snitching, I'm one of God's children. When I say God, I ain't talking about no LL, but I'm in too deep like Jay Reed, this shit get hard as hell. Is this a friend, is this a foe? Shit, I can't tell. They glorifying these Tekashis for the jail cell. So I move and proceed with caution as I swerve by. I don't see you, but I got Visine in my third eye. I cut them ties that had me grounded like a ground ball. Now I'm out the hole without the shadow like a groundhog. In early spring, I jumped into the game as a young buck. Unit of G slaying, yeah, yo, robbing banks and stuff. Bitch, I'm the man, ho, I'm the man, like I'm 50 Cent. Don't need no lawyer, cause myself I'm gonna represent. These so-called friends disappeared when I was on my dick. All that fake love is what it was when they thought I was rich. Did me a favor and these fakers committed suicide. Figuratively speaking, yeah, they X themselves from out my life. Now what's the definition of dead weight gone? That's me without unnecessary niggas. Success to take my energy. Not saying I ain't with the shits to make them fall backwards, but enough is enough and we don't need no more dead rappers. Law of attraction, so in these streets I keep my nose clean. Enjoy these blessings with my people, minus all the beef. I tell these little homies to chill and just enjoy your fortune. Keep your slate clean and like Shaquille, you'll have all the endorsements. I just want a gorgeous wife with the soul to match. A couple kids, a picket fence so a king can relax. Treat my empress like royalty, that's what she is. Support her business and endeavors, I love when she wins. I'm at the crib smoking like Snoop, I got juice with the gin. Partner got white back in the day, he served him and them. I earned him stripes, so each day I get calls from my kin. Hope you alright, make sure you pray and do not commit sin. Easier said than done, this industry so damn evil. Managers iffy and they tricky like Evel Knievel. R.I.P. Peanut, miss my uncle in my life, he matter. I made another hit, a record that's on my granddaddy. Ancestors looking down, I gotta win.